country, the National Association of Realtors Housing and Climate Risk Report finds 26.1% of homes, nearly $13 trillion worth, are exposed to wildfire, flooding, or wind damage. While some states, Wyoming, Montana, the Dakotas, and the upper Midwest, face very little risk, homeowners in Florida have seen flood insurance rates soar, while many in California can't afford insurance against wildfires. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NFL says it's investigating a post-game brawl that left Kansas City's Juju Smith-Schuster bleeding after last night's win over the Detroit Lions. Lions defensive back Brian Branch swung at Smith-Schuster as he tried to shake Branch's hand after the game. A massive brawl between the two teams then broke out on the field. Now the NFL has launched an investigation. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. A high in the low 60s. Some showers around tomorrow night, then partly sunny on Wednesday and a high close to 60. It's 55 right now.
WTBW. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Your head together, knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, yeah, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM.
If you're going to say Cisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people. Summertime.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Pete Schwabe in every night, Monday through Friday, 6 until 8. It's Nightlight with Pete. Some of the great stories of entertainment right here in Green Bay and around the entire state. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknight 6 until 8, on your home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Anymore, I want them to turn black. I see a line of cars and they are painted black with flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away.
I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore. I have to turn my head and feel my darkness go.
WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you.
sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my dad. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
You can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
Whenever I'm out.
Green Bay's new home for local news and timeless hits. Monday through Friday morning from 6 to 9, Dan Marcus wakes you up, and Lisa Hale keeps you informed with local news stories from around Brown County, Green Bay, and the state. It's our promise to you, local news along with the great timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
The sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy. Don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying. Be hard to discover,
that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
you grow up, girl, you've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up.
Stephanie Officer. Day 13 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. Democrats want a conversation with Republicans about extending health care tax credits, part of the Affordable Care Act that would expire at the end of the year. Republicans say they won't until Senate Democrats vote yes on their government funding bill. At the Capitol today, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Obamacare should undergo an overhaul.
It was really sinister the way, in my view, the way it was created. I believe Obamacare was created to implode upon itself, to collapse upon itself.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein announced today that the state's medical debt relief program has relieved more than $6.5 billion in medical debt in the last year. The initiative relieves existing medical debt and prevents the accumulation of more for 2.5 million plus North Carolinians. Governor Stein.
Medical debt is a tremendous burden that keeps families from financial security and emotional and physical well-being.
This is ABC News. The number of measles cases continues to rise in the United States.
There were 16 measles outbreaks last year in the U.S. This year, there are already 44. The U.S. has already reported the most measles cases this year since 1992. This comes as MMR vaccination rates drop, and now at least 153 students at two schools in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, are under quarantine for 21 days. There are at least 8 measles cases and an outbreak there, and these students are not vaccinated. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A California engineer and hobby gardener has won the top prize in the 52nd World Championship.